Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Allegedly. This is the first episode we're recording in 2018.
Wow.
Nice to see you, Theo.
Nice
Happy
to see
New
you,
Year.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you. How was it?
My New Year?
Yeah.
It was lonely / good.
Oh, wow. So just like the rest of your year.
Yeah. It was typical.
Yeah.
Point. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Theo, you
wow.
got a point.
Wait, sorry, this Theo is Anne. Got the point.
Yeah.
I'm the lonely
no,
one.
No, I know, but he came after you for it. So I'm just going to, like, do you
bang,
mind if
bang.
I add myself to the point
yes,
system
please.
Here?
No, please.
Please
do.
Okay. So okay.
That is the voice of the amazing, someone who for years, I've been wanting to interview you because I not only find you a fascinating person, but your work. Actually, Return to Paradise is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, thanks.
I love that movie. But even when you look at
drug cartels, like things like that. Like
yeah,
kids getting arrested.
No, that was so good.
Joaquin Phoenix like smashing his head against the thing. No, that was a good movie.
That's a great movie.
But yeah, it was.
A Wag the Dog I love. I
thanks.
Mean, 6 days, seven
ding,
nights
ding.
I
sorry,
love.
Matt. 2 points. Two points. You know, two of my movies.
Look, Matt has been not getting an erection to you for
wait.
Years when he's seen you on in film. And
not
that's not
you.
Because of you.
Does that mean that you have been? Is there a competition in erection here? Or is it just
I'll
a competition
at least
in
a half
comedy?
Mass. I'll give him the old dead soldier.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'll
little
give
bit.
The half
all
mass,
right, you don't
yeah.
get a point for that. I only go full on. Sorry.
Well, speaking of soldiers.
But I think some of that could be like an emotional issue that I have.
Yeah, that's very true.
All be your fault.
I still judge it.
You can currently catch Anne on The Brave, which is a great show starring one of my also best friends, Mike Vogel, who will be calling in a little bit. This will be our first call-in ever, so hopefully it
You've
goes well.
You've been doing
well.
This for 2 years, and this is your first call-in?
Yeah, we've always made people like come here.
Oh, I'm so glad I have inspired a call-in.
Actually, Dennis Quaid wore a similar kind of petticoat, kind of whatever you
A petticoat? Do you know the petticoat goes under a skirt? Are you talking about a suit jacket?
I don't know.
A petticoat is something that goes under a skirt, and usually worn in like the 1800s.
Oh, I don't know.
And she's wearing a suit jacket.
So,
oh, my bad.
But.
Yeah.
I am for now. You know what? You get a point for that. No. I wore a petticoat.
Wait, you can't get points for stupidity.
But kind of. I mean, you kind of can.
I guess you can. It's
yeah,
your
you
game.
Can.
That
bud.
You don't know that I'm wearing a tuxedo jacket
Ooh,
and you
I
called
like
it a petticoat.
Now.
I'm in. I'm like, I'm in.
It's very Sammy Davis Jr. kind of.
Thank
in a,
you. No, I thought
sexy.
It was kind of grooving. It was like kind of groovy for the comedy club, even though I'm in the basement where apparently they gave abortions.
Well,
so I mean,
now they charged for abortion.
Sometimes it is.
Anyway, you can catch Anne on The Brave on NBC now, which is on Mondays at 10 p.m.
Yes, and you're going to claim Mike Vogel as your friend, but he's my friend too. I'm going to.
I've known him
arm
longer.
Wrestle you.
I have
over
known
that.
Him longer,
yeah, but he likes me better. See,
ooh.
And I bet he probably does. Like
Mike Vogel, small fact is the last. Last person I came out to.
Really?
Last person, period, that I came out to.
What does that mean? Because are you coming out right now?
No, I've been out. Honey, I'm out.
Well, why would he be the last person that you came
honey,
out to?
Not right now.
No, but once you're out, you're kind of out. Can
well,
you roll it? You can keep rolling it. Like, he was the last one I came out
yeah,
to.
Yeah, he's been, this guy's been coming out for 17 years.
Yeah, they're like
so
dominoes.
You just came out to me.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So now I now take position.
Well, yeah. I'm saying, when I have
now,
my
now the last
big...
person you come out to when you tell that story again is going to be
it's
going to
be Anne Hayes. Okay. Well,
but congratulations.
This was also many years ago. And I didn't have like a big coming out party. It was like person to person or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And Mike is is kind of conservative guy.
He was the door to door kind of guy. He was like the Willie Loman of coming out. Matt was.
Ding dong. Yeah. Look in my suitcase. Guess what you see? I'm gay.
Wow.
If it opens, I'm gay.
If it opens, I'm gay.
Wow.
You open it, just
press a button.
Yeah. Show tunes come out.
No.
I'm the king of New York.
No, gay guys don't like Newsies.
Oh.
Newsies isn't a gay musical.
I'm going to give you a point for being gay because you can't really do that in the world. But, you know, you can't really give points for being gay. But you came out,
what?
So I'm going to give
points.
You a point.
Gay points, I'll take
all
it.
The points
I'm
that are given
you
these
point.
Days.
I'm going to give you a point for coming out to Mike Vogel.
Maybe that's fair. I don't know
that
Mike, but that could be
no,
fair.
No, no, no. It's,
what
well,
about a point
you know.
For still being straight in Hollywood? How about that?
You?
Yeah.
I'll give you a point.
Boom.
Yeah.
Take
it's
away
very
a
hard.
Score if anybody's keeping. It's 3-4. Theo, you're lagging.
Thank you.
Please take away a point for that hair.
What
please.
Are you talking about? This is the only gender neutral haircut in the world.
It is on point today.
So
it is gender neutral.
You have to have a haircut like
no,
this
isn't
to get
even
work
gender,
in this town.
This is,
yeah,
it, but your haircut, nobody can really see it. But your haircut, if it's gender neutral, if it were on a girl, which I've had that haircut, it's a little bit gay girl.
Yeah.
It's a little gay girl.
That's what I'm saying. I'm meeting in the middle.
You know, you are totally in the
it's
middle.
It's very Max Germ yeah. meets like Porcupine. All right.
Look,
you rock
I'm
it.
Trying to grow my dick in these days. Okay? You have to. If you want to work.
I'm growing mailing it in.
I'm taking the pills
totally
to get rid of it.
With all the harassment, I bet. Like, I just don't have a dick.
Yeah. I'm mailing my dick to a starving country to feed some children.
No, what? Totally. That way you can't harass anybody.
Right, that's true. Harass.
That's true.
Feeding starving children, checking boxes.
And, you know what? I'll give you a point.
I'm ready for
it.
No,
oh my God. You guys are tied.
All right, fair enough.
Dick to the wall? You're putting your dick to the wall so you don't harass anybody? Yeah. That deserves a point. Like, that is going far.
That is going very far.
I'm trying to actually learn to move my head completely around to the back so I can't even have
like
a dick
owl.
Facing a woman. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you're so already kind. Looking the other way. When you meet.
Well, we haven't fired Anthony yet.
Not yet. But listen, if he doesn't step up his game, we might be going to ZipRecruiter.
And ZipRecruiter is not a building, it's a website.
Yes.
ZipRecruiter.com.
And if you're in need of great talent for your business, but you're short on time, mm-hmm. you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need the right tools. Smarter tools.
Yep, make your hiring process more efficient and effective this year. Let ZipRecruiter do it for you.
And it is hard. It's very hard to, find good help.
Oh, it's
that sounded worse than I meant. I didn't mean it to sound.
Well, that's
that
okay.
Way.
Anthony's a legal citizen.
Oh, okay, good.
But it is it's tough to find somebody, and you want to find somebody good. And what are you going to do? Look through a million applicants online? No, you post on ZipRecruiter.com what you are looking for, who you are looking for, and they blast that out. They cast a wide net and they draw in the best candidates for you and serve those back to you. So when you do start going through the applicants, you're already looking at the best.
So it finds them for you.
Yep.
It doesn't just depend on the right candidates. It finds them for you.
Yep. It's a hitman, but for the best employee.
Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. Right now, our listeners.
Yep. You can get on ZipRecruiter and try it out for free.
That's right. Free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly.
Yep. That's ZipRecruiter. .com/allegedly.
ALLEGEDLY. One more time to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's do our round one, OG style, and bring it back so we each have 2 minutes to tell a story.
Okay, good. I can't wait. I'm listening.
That's happened to us.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, yep.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I think you'll appreciate this one. This is a vanilla, like a G-rated story, PG-rated story.
Oh, then don't tell it.
I could tell you an R-rated story from Saturday night, but maybe we'll get to that.
Is it gay? Please.
I only just came out to you. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's gay.
Yeah,
I only just came out to you. You don't want it.
You've come out three times in this episode so far.
Just trying to get some
okay,
points.
Okay, so here's my story. Start the timer. I used to work in magazines and I've interviewed before on red carpets and stuff. And so my job was to go to events and stuff. And one of the best events every year is Sean Penn's Haiti Gala that he throws right around the Golden Globes. You know I love it. Like, mm-hmm. they have a surprise musical guest every year. It's been U2, Tom Petty, Beck. It was like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Coldplay. Awesome. Well, I don't do that anymore. So I still want to get into this party that comes around this year. So I'm bugging the publicist like hell, like, please, please, please. And she says, fine, you can come to the cocktail hour, but nothing else.
Mm.
And I was like, all right. So I got dressed up, and I don't really, like, get dressed up, but I was wearing a black shirt, black tie, and black pants. So the cocktail hour is over. It's awesome. Brad Pitt was there. You know, like, it was really – Mark Burnett was there. I told him I'm going to be on Survivor one day. He walked away.
He
didn't
give
a shit.
Yeah.
And so then everybody goes into the main dining room. And that's when I realized that I was dressed the exact same as all the waiters.
Mm.
And so I was like, oh. So there was like a line of waiters. And I was like, I'm going to. So I followed in line with the waiters. And then I stood. They all had to stand like in the back with like your hands behind your back and stand there. And I was like, ooh, I'm totally going to get to see this. By the way, James Taylor was the musical guest. So
wow,
totally
awesome.
Worth it in retrospect.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
Did
Such
it? He sang
song.
It.
Sorry.
Amazing. It
He's
was
amazing.
So good. Anyway, so I'm standing there, and then, you know, some lady comes by and says, "Where's the restroom?" I'm like, "That way, ma'am." But then I was like, "How far am I going to go with this?" Okay, so then the table captains or whatever, the people who are in charge of like the waiters, they came over and they're like, "All right, sir, can you go clear that table?" And I was like, "Well, fuck it," you know. if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. So I went and cleared the table, which I'm not very good at. I've never done waiting, and I shake anyway. Mm-hmm. So I dropped a plate on the ground, which was awful. But then I didn't even know where to go, so I just followed the other people into the kitchen and put the plates down, and ended up cleaning up the whole, like, the whole right side of the auditorium. But by the time James Taylor came out, I was standing there. I had a seat. I didn't get to eat at all. I got to drink like off someone's table. Like there was a glass that nobody used.
Scraps.
They weren't like used yet. There was like an empty glass and the bottle was on the table. So I got to do that.
Right.
It was a freaking, it was a great, great night.
Huh.
And yeah, that's how far I'll go.
How far you'll go for what? Oh, to hear James Taylor?
I guess. I didn't know he was the singer. It was a surprise, actually. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is.
I think he just came out again.
I think he just admitted to us he has a new job.
Yeah.
I think he just has a job busting.
How far you'll go for table scraps?
To have a good time. No, to have a good time. To have a good time.
I usually don't dress as a waiter to have a good time. Four nights a week.
You don't have to. You're Anne Heche.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. That's about that. Okay. Was that 2 minutes?
Yeah. We'll go.
Do I score before her?
No, no. Let's hear Theo's.
All right.
I have a feeling I know what it's going.
Look, and I just use HelloFresh, and I'll tell you how great it is out of the gate. Look, I'm going to say this. Honestly, we've advertised a bunch of shit on this show, okay?
You can't say that.
And I did. I just said it, dude.
Okay.
But sometimes
years ago, not now.
Not now. And yes. Sometimes you don't know what's good, and sometimes you don't know what's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried HelloFresh. Dude, they sent me these bags and these boxes of food, and there's real food in them.
Because it's a meal kit delivery service.
Yeah, it's a meal kit delivery service, right? I hear that, and I'm like, well, what does that even mean?
Yes.
But then you get the bag, you crack it open. There's a picture chart in there, shows you exactly how to make a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And a recipe is like a group of foods that taste better when you give them about 10 minutes of your time.
Well, what's great about it is you don't have to be a cook. You don't need to be like a professional chef or anything. Like, I'm a horrible chef.
Yeah, dude.
It's easy directions to follow to create like mushroom flatbread.
Yeah, dude. Well, also, you're interrupting me right now. So HelloFresh, they give it to you. Next thing you know, you're cooking. Mm-hmm. You put on some music. You put on some John Coltrane, some Nelly, some Ariana Grande, and you're fired up. And it literally, every time I did it, I did three meals. Within 35 minutes from start to finish, I had a meal and a leftover. And for a guy like me that's just running around or busy, or if you got a date coming over, mm-hmm. or you got, you know, somebody coming over with help out with the plumbing and you can't afford to pay them, bam. Half a meal.
You are a great date. What's great about it is it's convenient. You can choose your delivery day for you when it works best for your schedule. It's delivered right to your door. It's literally cost less. It's like a balanced meal for less than $10, which you go out to eat, it's going to be much more than that.
Yeah, and we got a discount right now for you, and I just used this discount for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. Visit HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code.
Allegedly 30. That's A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y and then the number 30.
So I'm going to tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get three meals, and you're going to be able to split them with whoever or just have a leftover. So if you have a leftover, that's six meals you're going to get, and it's going to come out to be around $30.
It's really something that takes you outside your comfort zone, especially someone like me. It offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. There's classic, there's veggie, and there's the family plan, so you can have meat, fish, whatever it is that you want. And you won't spend all your night cooking in the kitchen because the recipe's right there and it does it for you.
Mm-mm. And not joking, it was awesome, it was easy, and I'm gonna stick with it. I'm going to stick with using it because it's freaking dope, dude. I'm making chicken, pork. Have you heard of pork?
So go to HelloFresh.com/allegedly30.
Okay, now most people know
then
that
I'll
I've
tell
been,
you about my date on Saturday and how that went well-ish.
Over the years, I've been caught up in the dark arts from time to time, you know? And I'm no stranger to, meeting people that have more than one shadow, if you will, Ann. So one time, this is back when the internet was still safe, you know, and back when, people were just people. And this was in 2000 and I'm going to say 2007. And they used to have Craigslist had just come out and people were all excited about the futons and about the possibility of meeting a neighbor over a bad painting and all kinds of stuff. And they had they had this casual encounter section on there where people would meet strangers for sex or friendship in the middle of the night. Mm. And some lady, and I was really caught up into the dark arts at the time, and some lady put on there that she wanted to meet a man over in my neighborhood. And I was like, holy smokes, this is my neighborhood.
Were you living in L.A.?
I was living in Los Angeles, okay. Yeah. And I was living in Santa Monica, Los Angeles.
Thank you.
And so she said she wanted to meet a man up at this place called The Gaslight, which is a karaoke bar, 24-hour karaoke, but they're only open 20 hours. The other 4 hours is a bunch of fucking shady dudes, a lot of them with or without
a lot of casual
homes.
Encounters.
Yeah.
Got it.
A lot of people casually encountering their existence here on Earth, out just singing in the alleys and whatnot.
Got it.
So anyway, I met this gal over there, beautiful girl, right? Not the kind of girl you expect to meet off casual encounters, you know?
Yes.
I mean, this was a real, this food, if she was a futon, she was a queen. And so next thing you know, I end up, we're over there, we have two shots of tequila, go back to my apartment, right? Which thankfully was nearby.
Yeah.
And so we
this
were.
This is your neighborhood.
Yeah, this is my neighborhood. This is really, that's close, you know? I don't mind doing close sex. And so. This woman and I, so we engaged in sex. But here's what happened. She had to make sure that every light in my apartment was out. And I mean every, like, she would set things, like, in front of, like, the blinking thing on, like, the PlayStation. Like,
oh, yeah, I do that for sure.
It's
like, so you can't see a single light, like, the blinking on the TV.
It's really creepy to your victims, okay? I'm going to let you know that. Even, like, the beacon on my computer when it's closed, you used to have this beacon that would just glow once in a while really faintly to show me where the computer was if it was dark. She covered that everything. There was no way to have any light.
Okay.
And then we proceeded to have some sex, right?
Yeah.
And then probably maybe a month later, I went out back to her. I went to her place. She lived up there in Calabasas.
Well,
look, here's what happened then. So I went over to this lady's pad, right, out there in Calabasas. And she, in her place, covered everything. And the sex had been pretty decent over in my place, you know, because I performed better, you know, locally. And so here I was out of my jurisdiction, and I'm out there in her neighborhood. And, man, she spent literally, it was like 20 minutes of, like, cutting down the UV rays in the room, like just cutting down the wattage. Like, I mean, all the foreplay was me watching her put curtains on everything and hide every bit of light, blow out every candle, absolutely insane until it's just complete darkness, dude. Like, I mean, in the womb darkness, you know?
Did you take offense to this?
I didn't know what was going on, dude. I was a little scared. And then, so that time when we engaged in sex, it was very brief, not very engaging, really. It was basically in, and then I just kind of gauged, and then that was it. So it was like so much to watch somebody do all that work setting the scenario and all that, building the set, and then to show up and just fizzle out like that was it was just kind of defeating.
Kind of like that story.
Okay, I'll take that then.
Oh.
I'll leave it right there. He was waiting to get a jab in, and I accept it.
I thought it was in your neighborhood. Is your time up?
My time is up. In the beginning, it was in my neighborhood. Then I went out to Calabasas.
I know, but she was the one who wrote the ad.
Right.
And it was in your neighborhood, and then it was in your neighborhood, and you were in Santa Monica. I just don't understand why she put in your neighborhood it was in Santa Monica, and then you had to drive to Calabasas. Did she move?
This was a month later. So we.
But did she move?
No, she was visiting. She was visiting from Calabasas.
So she just wanted, like, local sex.
Who visits from Calabasas? It's not like you're coming from, like, New York City. Calabasas.
This young lady.
Visits?
That must be some hot karaoke bar. Did you come all the way from Calabasas to go to get cheap sex in the dark?
I see whole
and
of
then invites
history.
You.
Why is it sex?
It was cheap. She didn't charge. You didn't charge each other. And then you go all the way out the fuck to Calabasas, and she doesn't prep before you get there. So then she's, like, blowing out all the candles and everything else. It's like, it seems
so crazy.
I'm not gonna give you a point. I'm not sure that story deserves a point because that girl should turn on some lights.
Yeah.
And
I agree with you on that part.
And I'm sorry that you was in and out that fast. Like you it know happens. What that performance maybe I wouldn't have sex with her.
It was that false start,
was,
you know.
Really,
I false started twice, and next thing you know, I was out of the pool. You know. And that's very. I got that. Who's not Michael Phelps? Who's the other guy? Who's kind of the idiot that would swim around?
Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, I got that Ryan Lochte cop. I got that Ryan Lochte.
Michael Phelps. If you did Michael Phelps, then you would have been smoking some weed, and then maybe you would have gotten it on and convinced her to keep on a candle.
She would have thought the lights were on already.
Phelps, I would have been turning around, against that wall back there, you know. But with Lochte, I was just in and out.
All right, and so
collecting medals.
Did you exit Calabasas quickly?
Oh, I got out of there. I'd never even been out there. I've never even been out in that area.
I believe that.
So it was a pretty trying experience. But all overall, right,
let's move on to the interview. Unless you want to give me a point.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to give you each half a point.
All right, half a point.
Yeah, I'm not.
You settle with me. He's looking at me like, yeah, that's fair.
It is. I didn't think I was getting any points.
You're a 3.5.
I know you didn't.
Just because you go out there and you dress like a waiter, first of all, how many waiters have you seen? And you should think about that before you walk out the door.
Yeah, good point.
Only real job he's ever had as well. I want to write that down. Besides trying on maternity clothes for his father.
Stop it.
Oh, for his father?
His father makes maternity clothes. Okay.
Oh, really?
And it's taking off the
petticoat. Warm in here.
It's a little hot in here. I'm not doing that because your Calabasas story was so exciting.
Turn off the lights.
I better turn the lights off.
I mean, shit. Turn them off! Where are the red blinking lights?
Oh, dude. If I hear a clapper, I get immediately erect if I hear a clapper now.
You know what? And how many times has she done that? You'd think she would have had a better system.
Right.
Like, I invite a guy over I don't know to have sex with me. You'd think it would be a...
I think she was just trying to hide something. She's like, turn off all the lights, then I'll get naked.
Yeah, like her tits and ass.
Yeah, then I'll get naked.
Or all the people who are watching.
Oh, what if that... It does make me wonder what else was going on.
They're like, did you see little eyes blinking from behind the sofa?
Or he's just like, what is this lump?
All right. Let's move on to round two.
More.
The score, if anybody is wondering, Theo, you're at 4.5 and Matt has 3.5.
So, Theo, can I tell you something?
Jesus, I probably don't have a choice but to hear it.
I've been sleeping really, really well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been sleeping very well since I got my Lisa mattress.
Ooh.
You know what Lisa mattress is?
I know Lisa's the first girl you've probably been with in a while.
that's the closest I've ever been to anything. It's an innovative direct-to-consumer online mattress brand that is also socially conscious. Yeah. So I feel good when I sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean socially conscious?
Well, it's driven by a mission to provide a better place to sleep for everybody. So Lisa donates one mattress to a shelter for every 10 they sell through their 110 program.
A shelter for what, humans or what?
Humans. Well, oh, wow. Every human should be able to sleep on a mattress, and they make it possible. They've donated over 22,000 mattresses so far.
I believe that.
And they also plant a tree. Every time that a mattress is bought, they plant a tree.
Well, that's whatever, but I think that getting the mattress to somebody is super important. I do know this, that you can find out how they feel. They're at over 80 West Elm stores nationwide. So if you have a West Elm store near you, you can go try out your Lisa mattress. Then you can come back to us and get a discount on one.
You can also go to the Lisa Dream Gallery in Soho, New York City, and Virginia Beach. They're American-made mattress that ships compressed in a box to your door. So you open it up, it pops open, and then you can go to sleep. And now our listeners can try the mattress in their home for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping always.
Wow.
That's right. 100 nights. And if you use our promo code, you're going to get $100 off the mattress right now.
That's it.
Go to lisa.com/allegedly.
Get that.
And use the promo code allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y. And get your Lisa mattress and get a good night's sleep.
What are you sleeping on? What even mattress are you on, dude? You on right now on that freaking Simon Lupsberg mattress? What is that?
I never even heard
of that.
No, I haven't.
You on that Jerry Kakadactyl mattress? Something reliable.
That's what my mom sleeps on.
Get something reliable. So, go to Lisa, LEESA.com/allegedly and promo code allegedly. $100 off that mattress. Sleep well.
Moving on. So, Ms. Heche,
I still want to hear your sex story about Saturday night, and I think you might win a couple of points if you told me.
He is super not good. Hot. This is a guy that I've been bothering on Facebook for a long time.
Oh, this sounds
and
safe.
He'll say hello to me every now and then, but he won't engage in conversation.
Does he live in Calabasas? No.
He won't engage in conversation, but he represents, I look at his pictures, and he's outdoorsy, has a dog, and I don't like outdoors or dogs, really. I don't have either of them, but... I want somebody who does.
You sound like one of them triathletes.
Does that make sense?
Is he one of them triathletes?
He does kayaking. He teaches kayaking and mountaineering.
So what you're interested in is what the muscles are that have built over his activities.
They're so nice.
Oh, the triceps connected to the...
So then I see him on Grindr, and I'm like, oh, I'll hit him up on Grindr.
Yeah.
And I hit him up and
said,
hi.
It's a gas station for gay men.
Honestly.
I said, hello.
Craigslist is way in the past.
Oh, yeah. Please. We had a date on Saturday night, and it went... Well, we got tanked, tanked. And I don't really get tanked. Came back to my place, laid on the bed, turned on the TV.
Turned out the lights.
And the only thing that was on was Julie and Julia.
Just starting when you cut them lights out.
So we watched Julie and Julia with Meryl Streep and Amy Adams.
Oh, my Jesus. God, like you do not.
Movie. Yeah, we that did. Is, That's what was on.
Oh, what a turn on an old lady and her wannabe. Yeah. Julia Child's cooking, like,
listen,
companion.
It's a good movie. So it's I lean over and I kiss
him. It's like being at a funeral, but the people are still alive.
God, and you didn't have great sex? No. How could you?
So I lean. Well, we put Driving Miss Daisy on next and followed up with Fried Green Tomatoes.
You know, my. You didn't.
No, no, I'm kidding. No. So
I used
turned
to call
him,
that movie Driving Miss Daisy crazy. Sorry, go ahead.
So I turned him and I kiss him, and he was like, eh. He kind of like pushed me away. I was like, oh, he's not interested.
That's what that usually means.
Yeah. Me too. So we turn. He turns away.
Me too.
And then we're laying there watching the movie. I'm like, all right, I lost this. Then he kisses me, right? Ugh. He kisses me. So I'm like, what does this mean? And so he kisses me, and then he stops and he pulls aside. I was like, all right, back in. I go to kiss him again, like about 5 minutes later, pushes me away again.
Yeah. Me too.
And I was like, I was like, what is going on here? Then he kisses me, and then he goes, you know what? I should leave. This is the time to leave. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I'm telling this.
No, this is the best part of the story.
He's leaving, and he turns around and he goes, do you think you'd come if I blew you right now?
Wow.
And I was like,
Jesus Christ, this is like a Western. This is like a new age Western.
I wasn't prepped for gay sex. Right. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't prepped
for
this.
Me neither. Can you get my back brace out of the car, please, Anthony? I can't not even.
Well, I said yes, because
well,
of course, what are you going to say?
Raise your hand or something for you to say something like that.
So you get a point for back brace out of the car.
So I said yes. Like, what am I going to, you want me to stop? I'll stop. We
no,
can stop.
No, I won't come if you blow me. Yeah. Like, what right? gay man has ever said that? You know what? Let's do this. Try it, and we'll see if I come too.
So he does it for about a minute, and then he's like, is it happening? I'm like, well, you know,
a minute.
Like, come on, buddy.
That's such a gay man. And then he goes, now or never.
Were you hard?
Yeah. Oh.
So what was he talking about?
He was talking, like, it took me more than a minute.
He wanted you
well,
to come
you know,
in a minute?
In a minute?
Yes.
Where is this?
This
Iran?
Weird thing.
Is this in Iran?
Where
is
it? Or Iraq.
Yeah, there we go. And I was like, no. And he's like, ah, well, okay. And so he gets up and he leaves. And
he gets off his knees with a hard dick in his mouth.
Yes.
Because it didn't come in a minute.
Yes. Yep.
And that is a State Quitter. Of the Union address. Yes. That's today's America.
I think Trump is going to talk on that later this afternoon in the Pentagon.
So wait, no, but now that was our date. Now what do I do? Like, is he into it or is he not into it?
I mean, he's into it for a minute. I'll tell you that.
Hey, I got a bunch of those. I could take a minute a day.
Well, then there you go.
Get it to win it for a minute. Yeah.
All right. So that's my side story.
What happened?
He left.
Yeah, he left.
He left you with a hard dick.
Yeah, I watched some Pornhub and.
Oh, come
know.
On, guy.
Okay, well, moving on. Can we talk about you?
I'm going to give you a vulnerable point because anybody left with their own dick in their hand when it's hard deserves a point.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's Thank something you. There. Just it's tough to go through all that.
All right, let's
As
talk about
listener.
Anne. Let's ask Anne some questions.
These are really good sex stories, you guys.
Are
really,
they?
Really, really
They're awful.
It's people getting basically accosted by what they think were women in the dark. And then Matt kind of
left in the dark.
Yeah, Matt.
But point for you. That was good.
What? Oh, really? I got a point.
Left in the dark.
Wow.
Oh, left in the dark.
Yeah, that's.
And
cute.
You didn't get left in the dark.
No, I did. Literally.
You did.
Quite
you
literally.
Did?
Well, anyway, Miss Hayes. So
I don't know how to follow this.
Let's follow it.
It should not be hard.
It isn't.
Funny. Okay, so we're gonna make an awkward but natural segue into the Brave, which is. You play.
Oh my God! Really? You're
no,
gonna go?
Do not
you're
want
gonna
to,
go right
go
into
there?
The show after talking about odd sex stories?
This no,
is
I've got
an interesting segue.
Oh no! Okay, tell me some odd
the
sex
Brave.
Stories.
The Brave. Okay, let me tell you this. The Brave on the Brave.
The Brave was me with that woman.
The Brave was you, but you went to Calabasas. The Brave was getting in a car in the first place to go to Calabasas.
Yeah.
Like you had to know something trippy was going to happen there.
Yeah,
thank you
for sure.
The Brave also would have been Matt, I believe, is if you said, if you walk out that door and don't finish sucking my dick, we're done.
Yeah.
I don't have
because
that
Because that's like lame. And why do you want to go back to a guy who left you?
This is why I'm alone.
That's not why you're alone. That's crazy if you associate those two things, for one. Oh. And I just love that your Andrew Dice Clay impersonation that you just did.
Was I Andrew Dice?
If you leave before you finish sucking my dick, that was the best thing
Little
ever.
Miss Muffet. Yeah.
I've never been compared to somebody better. You get a point.
Oh,
Boomtown.
Yeah. Have you ever been on like Tinder or Bumble or any of the dating sites?
Dude.
Is that a no? Oh, saved by Mike Vogel.
I love it. Oh my God. This
Welcome
is so
to
perfect.
Saved by the Vogel.
Hi, Mike. Where are you right now?
I'm sitting in my truck in a Target parking lot.
Oh, my goodness.
This doesn't end well.
Oh, my, wait, no, that is my fantasy.
This doesn't end well usually for
men. That's not a good. I'm on a farm in Tennessee is where I am right now.
Wait a minute. Do you have guns in that truck?
Yeah. I mean, always on me.
Okay, well, you're going to need that in the parking lot of Target.
Do you have a hose coming into the window of that truck? I'm just going to ask for safety.
We're all good. I think we're good.
Okay, good.
Laughter indicates.
I just like to see how far I can take it. That's
exactly. Fine. So wait, so you're in Tennessee, and Anna's here, and we've got two of the stars of The Brave. Great show on NBC right here. What if you guys have a relate? Like, you guys are buddies now.
I feel very sad that I'm this far apart from Mike, because we have.
That's right.
I enjoy, although I did just see him yesterday in Washington, D.C.
I've seen a lot of Mike, too, and there's times when I'm like, okay, I can go a couple days without it.
Oh, no. I would prefer not, but I do know that he has to be on his farm sometimes.
He literally lives on a farm.
Well, it's the only safe place you can meet women.
Mike is married.
I met the woman, and I locked her down, and I said, no, we're going to a farm so no one can ever take you away. That's what I did.
Wow. Uh-huh. I see that. That's a really odd choice, Mike.
Yeah. A couple of people just did that with 13 of their children the other day. I read
on the internet.
Oh, no. Don't chain your kids to the chair, Mike. Dude, yeah. Do not pretend you're a school principal. Don't get desperate for the show to get picked up and start locking up your kids, dude.
Wow.
There will be enough food.
Mike's putting that hose in right now, actually.
Yeah, I think. I'm gonna sit out.
If it wasn't in before, it's certainly going in.
Certainly in now. So Mike, so you guys are pals. You guys are buddies.
Can't you tell?
Yeah, that's nice.
That's
I mean, I would assume you don't always get that when you do a show.
Nobody ever gets Mike.
you rarely get that. And to have a sister in arms and cast wide, I'll say that about this one. There's normally,
except the ones you don't like.
Yeah.
Except all of them I don't like. Normally you end up with just an absolute whack job or crazy malcontent on every project. And this one, we haven't had it, you know, it's been pretty refreshing, and it makes it fun to go to work every day.
Well, you guys, I mean, this is pretty serious subject matter, obviously, but is it a fun, set? Like, just meeting Anne now and knowing you, I'm sure you guys do some crazy stuff.
When Mike and I get together on set, we just automatically, I don't know how long it takes, because he actually works for the Omega team. The team that I run, I'm basically in Washington, D.C. He's basically in 13 different countries at the same time, all in Albuquerque. And I never really see him. So when Mike and I actually do get to be on set together, it happens very quickly. We start joking around, and all of a sudden we start talking ass jokes. Like, we just tank our relationship. We just very quickly go to just making each other laugh.
The dark arts.
Because he's in charge of this team, and I rarely see him. Maybe that's why he likes me. He doesn't see me very
much. I don't see enough.
Yes. And now we're learning about ourselves.
Mike, now, I know, for instance, because I've known Mike for many, many years. I know
bonded over our love for fine Italian cuisine.
That's true. We would go to the Olive Garden a lot. Big Olive Garden. And Mike is an honorary Jew, actually. Did you know that?
An HJ?
He's an HJ.
How did he get that label?
Well, he grew up. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, I grew up in the same. Matt and I grew up in the same area, which has a very heavy population of the tribe. Mm-hmm. And some of my greatest friends in high school they Jewed me, Michael Vogelstein. So I was knighted and brought into the order.
Was that on Tinder?
Or was that on Venmo, which is my favorite Jewish dating app?
Oh, such a good
joke. Gay date, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Such a good joke.
That's where he would find his next wife if he didn't keep his wife chained to the kitchen counter.
I mean,
I think I just heard a feeding alarm go off for your wife in the background there, Michael.
Stop it.
You got to run into Target, get some of that fruit.
Come to think of it, I have not ever been to this farm, so I don't really know what goes on there.
You know, it doesn't exist.
No, he doesn't ask anybody to come to the farm.
I thought you wouldn't have to worry about me. I'm not taking your wife. Anyway, so the Brave. I had a question for both of you. Would either of you have gone into the armed forces? And do you think you could hack it?
Dude, you grew up with Mike. You know that he is an armed force. Like, what are you talking about? If this show doesn't get picked up, I swear to God, he's going to join.
Wow.
Mike, is that true? Are you going to join?
I'm too old now. I mean, that's before I met you and I talked about this. Before I started, before I even got into acting, I was going to go to the Air Force Academy because I wanted to be a fighter pilot. And I got my paperwork in late, had to defer a semester. And in that time, acting took off and just went and went and went. When I was filming Poseidon back in 2005, I was on the phone with the Air National Guard recruiter. I was like, is there a way I can do that Clark Gable thing where, you know, I make movies, but I still come and fly
airplanes? Could you really say that?
Then absolutely.
Mike gets a point for doing Poseidon. Yeah. Sorry, Mike. I get to score over here and get points. So you just got one.
That's the only time I ever get points for doing Poseidon.
Yeah.
I went to the Senate with him. No.
Okay, that's right. You did. You did. But yeah, there was no way to make it work, and so here I am, and now I'm just an old fart and too old to run around with the young kids.
I bet they'd take you.
Yeah, they would take you, brother.
By the way, you look really good for an old fart. Like, really.
No, he's not an old fart. And the thing is that Mike has trained, and he's humble about it, but Mike trained before he started doing the show, and mm-hmm. we had a seal on set every single day. And
seal
they
was on set.
Seal,
oh, I heard Heidi
Klum was
there.
Real
freak.
With a kiss from a rose, Seal.
Heidi's a real
freak. He would just serenade us. It was amazing.
Wow.
It was amazing. Yeah, his career kind of tanked, but it's coming back with the Brave.
Yeah, there you go. Consultant.
But they were so dedicated. And one of the things that's incredible about the show for anybody who is actually listening and taking anything I say seriously. I didn't mean listening to your show. I mean listening to anything I say seriously.
Fine. Oh, how true you are.
It's an extraordinary team, and they did train under a SEAL, and they look like they are. And it's true. Like, Mike, you, in fact, as we just shared that we were at the Vetty Awards in Washington, D.C., and we spent some time with vets yesterday, they were all blown away by how incredible the team is, and that is led by Mike and his dedication to it, and the Special Forces shows in the show. It's one of the most beautiful things about our show.
That's sweet. Mike, are you in great shape now?
Can you take off your clothes and tell us how you look?
Are there clothes on in this parking lot?
Listen, I told you I'm sitting in a Target parking lot. I thought clothes were optional.
Can you just beat the phone against
the
hardest part of your body?
I'm staring at myself in the rearview mirror as we speak.
It can be a hip bone.
It's very difficult.
Point.
I'm very torn when, like, one of my best friends I find incredibly attractive. I don't really know what to do about that.
Can't you find anything else to talk to him about?
I think right now it's good that you're in another state.
That's right. We're having one of those moments, you know.
How about you? Did you ever consider, or would you have ever joined the armed forces?
Hell no. Nobody would want me. They'd be like,
I could see you in there.
Move
That's
her
not true.
Off the front line. Get her someplace else.
Oh, okay. I think, yeah, you would go AWOL, I think, probably.
I might. It's my incredible intelligence that they would want in them.
She's literally on the floor right now laughing.
He's like, he knows that it's good that they write for me so that I don't have to make up my own mind.
Yeah, and
well, here's the
else.
Thing. Some of the words and some of the cities and names that we have to pronounce are, it's obscene. I mean, the pronunciations and the amount of syllables in Russian names, no offense to the Russians, or you know, other countries around the world, it's tough when, and she has a brutal and heavy lifting on this show because literally she has a day or two to shoot about 30 pages worth of dialogue in rapid order, these massive, massive sermons she has to give.
Oh, she's got
you know, with like Russian names and everything. It's insane.
And then he gets to run around and look cool.
Yeah.
That's right.
No,
she's very good at speaking. You can tell she's got the She's got the Gabby Douglas of tongues on her over here. I feel like
Gabby Douglas of tongues.
What is very that even like athletic,
just very capable.
It probably is because I just came off that show.
What? Give me an example of one of these words.
Serbia.
London.
London's brutal.
Paris,
London's
France.
Brutal after a day's work.
Oh man. So wait, are you guys like you're done filming and the show's on Monday nights?
Yes.
And you're right. Waiting.
Yes. Tonight.
Tonight.
On tonight.
Tonight. We have two more. We have our two finales, which are it's a 2-episode arc, and we have a finale and Mike is finally good in the show, so you should watch.
You mean good acting wise?
This is finally.
There's a learning curve.
Finally, a great moment for Mike. It is. They are incredible shows. I think one of the things that we've earned in this, because we are really action packed. This is like Mission Impossible. Mike goes out on a mission and then he solves the world's problems
right.
week after week. Yeah. And I think one of the things that we've done in the last two episodes and earned, quite honestly, is that you get to see this kind of superhuman team become vulnerable with each other. Mm. And because they are put into a very difficult situation where our sniper is captured. We come out of that. It kind of destroys the kind of image of like us being the superhumans that
right.
that we've kind of built the show to be. And you get to see behind those the warrior side, and I think people would really like that. You get to see how this team really connects emotionally to each other.
All right, well, Mike, I'm going to get back to grilling Anne here because I got some questions that she still hasn't answered.
AKA,
yeah, about to have the broiled head over here
after your incredible day, clearly that you're having, Mike.
Tell the people at Target we said hello.
Are you getting some snacks for the for so you? Yeah.
Huffing this hose. Miss Ann, I miss you dearly.
Huffing this hose.
Matt,
Mike gets another
greatly.
Point for huffing a hoe.
Theo, I can't wait to meet you. And you guys be well.
I miss you, buddy. I'll see you
friend.
Soon.
Oh, well, tonight's going to be a great show. I love you. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, you can read my hoe bit. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. And he sounded healthy before he went.
He did.
And he sounded healthy before he went. And I wouldn't kill myself behind a Target. That's not, I think that's
too cliche.
It's too commercial.
You get a point. Too cliche to
it's
kill
too
yourself
commercial.
Too corporate.
I would do like, yes, too corporate. I would do like a Caribou Coffee or something a little more regional.
Yeah. It's hard to talk suicide after talking about our show because it's a military show.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's very, very like that. So I can't go to those dark arts.
Okay. I have questions. I have questions. I have questions.
Well, get them
I do
out.
Too. You know what? I haven't been able to answer them.
She's like, why am I here?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Here's a fun question.
Go shoot him at me as fast as you can.
Yeah, here we
okay.
go.
Love 6 days, 7 nights.
Yes, thanks.
Would you fly in a plane
that
with Harrison Ford again?
Yes, ding.
Okay. Okay.
You flew on a plane with Harrison Ford?
In fact, this is a fun story. He, you know, has a million airplanes. Like, I sat next to him on the thing, and I'm looking over, and we're
but lately he
chairs.
Hasn't been doing, well, he had a weird landing lately.
Yeah, he has a couple less than a million.
He did, but I did the movie a long time ago.
Fair enough. Yeah. I love the
In
movie.
In fact, I did send him, after one of his unfortunate crashes, I did send him a note with some flowers saying, I should have been there to land the plane. I don't know if you saw the movie.
I
anyway,
did.
I
love the movie.
I landed the plane, and he's, like, dying, and I'm the hero. Okay. Yes, I would fly with him again, but as he's buying his next plane while we're on the set, and I get paid zero, and he gets paid $900 million, and I was just like, listen, if I could just have 1% of anything you get as he's looking at his next airplane. He decided to buy a helicopter, and I was his first helicopter ride, and that was a real joy for him and a real scare for me.
I can imagine.
But, of course, I would fly. He's a great pilot. It's unfortunate.
He's not that. I mean, it's not. He's pretty good.
Next.
Okay, next. What are you looking for now?
I'm looking to play poker, have some fun, get on some radio shows. You know I have a radio show.
No.
I have a radio show on SiriusXM with Jason Ellis called Love and Hate.
We would love to be guests.
You
would
do?
Would you please? Yes, we've just started our weekly
oh,
show.
Oh, very yeah. cool.
With Ellis Mate?
Yes, do you love him?
I've been
do
on his show
him?
A couple times,
oh,
yeah.
He's a good dude. I would love to have you guys
dude,
on.
Dude, I would come
fantastic.
On and talk to you guys
fantastic.
Anytime.
Fantastic. Oh, we would love that. We would love that. We are on... We just did. We did a couple last year to kind of warm up. And
yeah.
Wow, what an interesting
and what's
pair.
The, what's the? like foundation of it?
Well, I really loved Love Line, you know, when people were talking to kids about stuff that kids don't talk about. And I say kids, I mean young adults. But I really liked what they were. I loved what Adam was doing. And obviously, he's an incredible comedian. Yeah. And I respect Dr. Drew. But I wanted to find somebody that would talk as honestly about what it is to be a young adult who's grown up with a very, very difficult upbringing. And I did, and Jason did. And when I went on his show to promote something, I just was blown away by his honesty and his ability to talk about not only his sexual orientation, which he does and talks about, oh, he's openly bisexual, but just talks to kids about what it is to be abused, how to heal yourself. And that's part of what I'm about. And so I asked him if he would ever be interested in doing a show with me. He wrote me and we started talking about what to do, and he goes, no, it's called Love and Hate. That's the name of the show, and we're doing
Take it or leave it. Yeah, it's a great name.
So okay, we're talking to kids about, you know, anything that, well, not kids, young adults, about, you know, how difficult it is to be a young adult if you don't have anybody encouraging you or giving you any foundation, and he and I both had none.
Can I just ask a serious question, please?
Sure.
So this is a question that people, I think, is the other side. You have a Harvey story. How come, or these people who had Harvey stories, and he's horrible, he's a pig, he's gross. How come nobody said anything until now?
Well, I don't think it's that anybody didn't say anything. First of all, you were threatened the second you walk out the door. I personally did not suck Harvey's dick, although he showed it to me, and I got out of the room before there was any physical contact. Mm. The fact is, I was fired from a job that I had been hired for in Miramax. The repercussions of standing up for yourself were as deep and targeted as some of the scars of the women who got more physically, unfortunately, involved. And it's not just Harvey, but now they're being accused. He's being accused of human trafficking. Like, Jesus Christ, the guy is like, there is no bigger monster. And it's great that he's being taken down. But the efforts that he made to have people followed, to have spies, to have threats, he fired people.
Wow.
There was, and what
the
I
fear
what
he was
a,
creating.
The fear, but also you're talking about girls, and you guys have met a lot of actresses. Girls, young actresses, first of all, are very vulnerable. A lot of us come from hurt backgrounds, abusive backgrounds. High school drama clubs, which is
are you
really
kidding?
Dark.
Wait a second, that was
really
my
dark arts.
That was my saving grace.
Drama club, dark arts. But these are, and I've said this too, you asked a serious question. If I wasn't sexually abused as a child, I don't know if I would have had the strength to stand up to Harvey. And many others who, by the way, it was not just Harvey, and I will say that. The strength, the callousness that I had toward anybody trying to take advantage of me was huge. In fact, to my detriment, in a way. I mean, I wrote a book about it. I wrote a book called Call Me Crazy about this very thing. And there are so many different layers involved in a girl's ability to find strength when they're coming from a weakened place, wanting to be successful, wanting to do the right thing, not knowing if it's the wrong thing. It's also very seductive, and that trap is, of course, what he took advantage of, which is so gnarly and repulsive. But you can't always, you don't, as a girl who does, this is why I'm doing my show. What happens when you come from a broken place? You don't have any guidance, you don't have any love, you don't have any support, you don't have a parent you can go to, and you certainly don't want to go to Harvey's partner and say, this happened, and there, you're also followed and threatened. So you asked the question, why didn't they come out? It's not that. People were shut down. You didn't have different avenues. You're an actress. You've come to L.A. You're on your own. You're alone. You don't have friends that you are being able to talk to. And that's what he takes advantage of, that isolated, vulnerable girl. And that's why every one of us was 19 or 20 or 21 or 22.
Right.
He didn't go after the 40-year-old woman who's coming into his office like Anne Heche looking for a job.
Yeah.
He doesn't hit on me. He hits on me when I'm 19, 20, 21, 22, vulnerable, scared, frightened. And it doesn't mean that that's not going to happen anymore, but sure as hell it got a kick in its pants this past couple of months, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, being woke is the word.
Yeah.
A little bit woke.
A little woke.
Yeah, a little woke.
But, a little woken up.
But I would like to see more of that. A lot of that woke is sometimes just on social media. I would like to see it more in, like you were saying, like actual human interaction, like find ways that people can actually help each other and that people can, you know, reach out and touch somebody so they feel like they have an ear now in the future to actually
share. Your show's going to be great.
Because
for that,
a lot of people use, there's people out there that use this just as a marketing tool and as a thing where they're just trying to, you know, get the, you know, act like they're a part of something just to be. It seems like
it is.
To
it's
me.
A weird.
Well, there is some of there. I mean, of course, we're
but
all
overall,
having feeling about
a
disease
picture.
And like, oh yeah. My God, like all of a sudden now I can say you touched me on the shoulder and it didn't feel good. And of course, that's again the pendulum is. There are a lot of things that are going to have to get reset.
Right.
Yeah.
But girls aren't. It's a difficult thing to wonder if you should tell. Like I wrote about my experience with Harvey, but I decided not to publish it. But it's not because I didn't want to join the crowd or because I thought the crowd was wrong in what they were doing or sharing. What I would like to see is exactly what you're talking about. Now that we have this group, we have this unity, whether you've told your story specifically or not, to create groups, to create an understanding where there is a communication. What is the thing that's going to be done and set up? Now, listen, AA has a million different places, all churches all over the place. I want to see where people say, you know what? If this is happening to you, come find strength. If you are wondering if this is happening to you, this is a group of women who can listen.
Right.
And I'm sure those things are going to be formed. Hopefully, I'll be a part of that where you can come and share your story, which with everything is the beginning of the healing.
And you know
also
what?
Find strength for other people who are going through it. And by the way, it's not just women. Hello. It's not just women. A lot of men experience this from gay executives.
And that's what's going to be my next question. Do you feel like there are also, because there's a lot of powerful women in this town, and power, I think, is what can, and ego is what can, you know, really fuel somebody that kind of has these types of behaviors that put people, you know, that take
of
advantage
course.
Of people.
Of course.
Do you feel like there are women predators as well out there?
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. Power is used. Well, I read one article about a woman who said, you know, the people who protected Harvey were the women who weren't pretty enough for him to fuck.
Right.
Huh.
And so they became the D girls, the development girls, and then became the young producers, and then went up that rank, and they were equally as horrified and humiliated to be doing their job because they had to keep the secrets, and if they didn't get to keep the secrets, they would be fired.
Go meet him for dinner, or go do this. You have to go meet with this guy,
For the women, he was nurturing their growth and power.
Right.
If he didn't want to have sex with them, into being people who would keep his secrets, and if they didn't keep his secrets,
he
would boot them out of the company. Mm.
Right.
So it was working. It worked in a whole bunch of different directions and in a whole bunch of different ways. And the women who were. Those of them are very powerful women, and they feel they have some of the same issues that the women who were molested or harassed have on a different scale, in a whole different story.
Yeah,
and let me say, going back, and I had asked the question, why didn't anybody say something? And it was playing devil's advocate because
I talked
about it. Like, I had a situation when I first moved here with Brian Singer that was horrible. And I've talked about it, but not really specifically, but...
The Brian Singer Orchestra?
You mean the Brian Setzer Orchestra?
Not bad.
No, the Brian Singer Orchestra
first
was a
of
whole...
All, point.
I've been to those parties.
And point that you knew. point that you knew what he was talking about.
And point
that's
that you've
why
been
we,
to those
that's
parties.
Why it works.
What is that?
The Brian Singer Orchestra parties are a whole different story. But, you know, I've had it, and it certainly happens in gay, straight, whatever. It certainly happens all the time. And I have to ask myself the same exact question. Why didn't I say anything or do anything? Mm-hmm. And the answer is because I was worried about my career. I was.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit ashamed, too. Like, I was... You know, there was a whole. I wasn't out at the time, too, but you know, so
oh,
just
shame is like, forget it. Like, shame is obviously.
I think we wrapped this one up, man.
We did. Where's the score?
Oh,
about right now, by the way.
Okay, I'm with Theo has 9.5, and Matt, you have. Oh, I'm sorry to. I'm just gonna give you another one. You have
a pity point.
You just got another one.
Score
8.5. It's 9.5 to 8.5, and I have one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So since we do a final round now, and what it is really quick, Matt and I will each come up with something, part of a contest. I can't explain what I'm trying to say right now. Matt, can you help me?
Yeah, it's a little one-on-one contest. That we normally go based on our guests.
I got one, Matt.
Yeah.
What if you guys did each other's Tinder profile, then Anne gets to swipe on the winner?
Yeah, I don't have a Tinder profile, though.
I mean, like, you create Matt. Matt creates yours, and then Anne picks the winner.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
So we have to create them right now?
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to take too long.
No, not actually physically creating
it. No, it's like, just what would Matt's bio say?
Yeah, what would my bio
and
say?
And then Matt's going to create what your bio would say on Tinder, okay. And then she picks the one that she would like.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I create
Matt. I wish
Matt's.
I could close my eyes and not know what their voices are, so then I would be like, who would I date?
Ooh. You know, I'm a gold star. I've never been with a woman.
And I am a 7-star general.
I'll go out with you.
Yeah. I could see us making love, actually, Anne.
You can't say that.
Why not?
I'm throwing out ideas out into the air.
I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's way better than going home and putting it onto my spirit board or whatever that thing is.
You just got to turn off all the lights first.
Do I need to create a Tinder profile to make that happen?
Look, all you need is about a 10-watt bulb, honey, and we can make this happen.
Okay, so Theo, would you like to go first or me? How would you describe me in my Tinder profile, or how would I write your Tinder profile?
Okay, I'll describe you first.
Do you want to write it or just speak it out loud?
I'm going to speak it out loud. I'm going to close my eyes and just work out of my heart. I'm going to let God work through me here.
Sex. You have to put the sex first.
Okay, sex.
God would not talk about sex first.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I would say sex, male, or best offer.
That's not true.
Good start.
That's a good start.
Okay, good start. Great.
Little Anthony, who actually, he is not caged in there. I know fans have been asking if Anthony's locked in that room.
They let me out.
Well, he was at Mike Vogel's ranch for a while, but now we got him here. Go ahead.
Okay.
Age.
Matt, 29.
Thank you. Now you're getting it more. That's very accurate.
Okay.
I always got to look down. Okay.
Okay.
Profession.
Non-military, but.
But, yeah.
But love the costumes. Okay.
Very true.
Non-military, but love the costumes. Outdoorsman, unless it's sunny.
Okay. What am I looking for?
Looking for a young man.
Yeah, that's true.
Looking for a young man who can carry me on his back. Figuratively and emotionally. Not opposed to eating Carvel cakes by myself at night.
That's true.
But only if you lick the spoon.
Oh, okay.
Jewish but willing to adjust. Based on triceps.
Great. Last question. What would my name be? Because everybody on their Twitter or some of their profiles has like a screen name.
Okay. Your screen name would be Maddie Cox, COX, because it's a Jewish last name, but it also has a separate connotation.
It's not a Jewish last name.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It isn't. Fox is, though.
No, that's not either.
Maddie Fox, FOCKS.
There you go. Okay. Who's not going to want to date me?
Maddie Fox.
Who's not going to want to date me
that
now?
That is such a good stripper name.
Oh, he's got the best one, though, for a trans.
Maddie Cox Fox.
Yeah. Maddie Cox Fox.
Wow.
Maddie Fox is Cox.
Wow. If I don't get laid off of that, Jesus.
Ann's nuts. And it's awesome.
We love Ann. Okay. My turn. Are you done?
How can you not be done after Fox Cox?
I don't know. He looked like he was still like channeling something.
No, I'm tired of being in here.
You are getting antsy in your pants.
Okay. I'm okay.
All right, I'll make mine quick then. Okay. Sex, male, despite the haircut. Age. We'll go with nothing. That was mean. I'm not going to do something mean. Okay, age, late 30s. Ooh. Hobbies, used to be porn, not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
Just watching.
Just watching.
Good description.
Low lighting.
Just watching light reenactment.
I no longer do it.
Low lighting.
Yeah.
It's good for many reasons.
Porn low light.
Porn low light.
Saves money. which is Matt's favorite one about it.
Saint Smut.
Does not like to be walked to the to his door of his apartment. What? I know that.
Doesn't like to be walked around the block.
Personally. We'll go with straight curious.
Yeah.
Straight curious?
With that.
That straight. How about straight until your later years? Straight yeah. until the 70, like your 70s kick
75
in.
Probably now.
75? Okay, 78. Yeah. Okay.
Then I'll do gay.
Then comes the butt plug.
Yeah. 70th birthday.
There's his screen name. There's his screen name, username. Then comes the butt club. The butt club. That's it.
The butt club?
The butt club. I've been to those before. Okay, wait. And so hobbies. Hobbies include
martial arts.
Wait, okay, go ahead. Tell me what else.
I thought porn was the hobby.
No, just watching it.
Oh.
But light reenactment.
martial arts, formerly dark arts.
Yeah, formerly dark arts, now martial arts. Hobbies.
Feeding squirrels.
Yep, feeding squirrels.
Kit Kats, right?
Yeah, free range squirrels.
Okay.
And feeding free range squirrels organic chocolate.
And lastly?
Washing your dad's car.
I thought you were overriding it.
I suppose I was, but this is better. He should win. This is better than me. Okay.
He wins because he's straight.
All right. So are you saying
70? Isn't this supposed to be who I would pick?
Yeah. Who are you swinging
for? I'm sorry, but if I come after a gay, like if I come after, like I mean, these are the two that I've the two choices I've got.
It's gonna be on me
and I want to get laid. If I want to have something happen, I'm going to go with the half-porn reenactment guy.
Well, I go full-porn reenactment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. So, ergo, does that mean Theo wins the whole podcast?
I think I never win, Anne, by the way.
Oh, really?
I never win. Matt's won so many times because
I don't want to do this because I feel sorry for you.
That's also something that's in his Tinder profile.
That's manipulative.
Please feel sorry for me. Yeah.
Please feel sorry for me. So, does he?
You'll win a half pod.
Okay.
Half pod.
I'll take that.
That'll be your Bumble name. Half pod.
You're gonna half plug. You win half plug.
Okay. Come on. Give me
I
the full
love
plug, Ann.
I love Ann. And by
wild.
The way,
no. Here's a full on plug. You guys gotta listen to this show every single time.
There you go.
We'll take it.
So everybody watched The Brave. Mm-hmm. And also I know you're in My Friend Dahmer.
Oh my gosh,
which
yeah.
I haven't seen yet, but
I've
read about.
There's a lighthearted flick.
Yeah, who plays Dahmer? Oh, Zac Efron?
No, he's playing Bundy.
Wait,
in a
oh
different
no,
one.
Yeah, he actually is playing Bundy.
Yeah, he's playing, they just did the picture, I saw the picture.
Ross Lynch plays Dahmer, and it is extraordinary. It was based on a graphic novel that was written by a person that was in high school with him.
Wow.
And it is about his last year of high school leading up to the first murder, and I, of course, play Joyce Dahmer. His hashtag creepy mommy, and we had a sick ass time doing it. He transforms. He's unbelievable. I don't know if you know who he is. He was a Disney star, amazing. Has a band called R5. Incredible.
Oh, huge.
Huge star.
We just got pitched one of those guys.
Oh, and he just kills it. Watching, he says it's like watching a boy be destroyed from the inside out.
Check that out.
And it's a very intense,
My Friend Dahmer,
very, very wonderful.
Check
movie.
That out. And your book, you wrote a book a long time ago.
I do, but I want to, like, I think I should put it out again.
I think you should too.
Let's do it. Let's
or
put
do
it out,
or write
start
another.
Right now, no, I know. Do you know? Okay, I'll give you guys a question. Now, my first book was called Call Me Crazy,
yes.
And they actually did, which destroyed my life, and I was fired.
I could see
really?
That.
Really?
It was like when? Really... When has anybody ever said like Call Me Crazy? And then they're like, okay, we will.
Yeah.
Like I if I knew that they were going to do what I said, what would I have called my book?
Right. Call Me Super.
Call Me Super. Oh, so you're saying so?
Call
the
me
book
employed.
Actually,
call me employed.
Call me employed. Call me. Just call me, yes. Please.
Anytime. Yeah. No, my next book is going to be Sane.
Ooh, wow.
Fair enough.
Mm. Right.
Might take a few extra chapters to really to get us all the way there.
They will not believe me.
That's fun. You're fun. I like
it.
Thank
you. Fun.
You guys are fun too.
We
Thanks
had a great time.
Me on.
Thank you so. Congratulations on your win, Theo. It is well deserved.
Thank you.
I have a butt plug waiting for you.
That's
wow.
True.
Really?
It's in my trunk.
Is it really? Already? Well, we'll have to
you
wash.
You think
it.
I don't carry with them?
Oh, I thought you meant
I
physically
to the pleasure
in your
chest
trunk
before I got here.
Wow. Okay, everybody. Thank you, Anne, for coming in, and everybody, we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah. Can you leave? Anne and I are going to rent the room.
Kill the lights.